Can you tell me who you are and where you're from?
Sure. My name is Heather Porowski, and I am from Indiana, Fishers, Indiana, and I am District 5 delegate.
Fishers, Indiana. There you are. So we're a radio show. We don't have the benefit of pictures. Tell me a little more about some of the political tchotchkes you've got going here.
I love it. So I have a pink cowboy hat because not only am I a part of the Pink Pony Club, right? However, I am actually a breast cancer survivor. And last year, the 2024 legislation, I worked to get a bipartisan bill, breast cancer bill, unanimously passed out of the House and Senate in Indiana. And what my goal is by wearing this hat is when people compliment it with the boa and my buttons and my all the things that are around it, I want to let people know that it's time to update the Women's Healthcare and Cancer Act to include aesthetic flat closure and chest wall to the definition of breast reconstruction.
Wow.
I know it's a lot.
One of the things that struck me as you were talking about that is this bill was bipartisan, was it?
Yeah, so Indiana is a supermajority, and we had a Republican state rep that authored the bill, as well as a co-sponsor of Cherish Pryor, who is also a Democrat delegate here this week as well. But yes, you're correct. We got a bipartisan breast cancer bill passed unanimously out of the House and Senate because cancer, let's be honest, it's not a partisan issue. It's a healthcare issue. It's a women's healthcare and a man's healthcare issue. So I'm hopeful to really work with other states to do the same.
Yeah, how do you think about building those bipartisan bridges in an environment like this where it has gotten kind of wonky?
I mean, I think that you have to just kind of show up and just meet people where they are. And obviously, for me, it's being laser focused because in Indiana, over 5,400 Hoosiers are diagnosed with breast cancer every year, and over 900 of us die. And that statistic is too much, right? And so we're losing too many people to breast cancer, and I think it hits home with everyone.
Absolutely, absolutely. What do you make of the mood of the convention? I did the math earlier, and it's been 29 days since the shift to from Biden to Harris, and we're seeing it reflected here. How are you thinking about that?
I mean, well, you can definitely feel the energy, and it's electrifying, right? I like to call it Big Dem energy that we have. And I made a prediction several years ago, and I said, you know, by the time I'm 50, I really truly feel that the women will rule the world. And guess what? I turn 50 next year.
There you go. What else is worth talking about that we haven't already gotten into?
Yeah, I am a founder of Hoosier Breast Cancer Advocates, and that is my main focus. So, yes, so you can utilize fashion and to bring awareness to your... I know you can cut that, so sorry. I'm like, sorry. So, the world will never know. Thank you. But, no, I love it because clearly you can bring fashion and it can be of a purpose and to utilize it to get your point across and to just to make friends and again, just be get that Big Dem energy going.
Absolutely. So unrelated. So we're doing, again, that whole thing on Friday on our show about, like, political tchotchkes.
Yes.
I need to describe a couple of things. Could you just describe the button for me in particular?
The buttons here are, so we have Hoosier and Kamala for, obviously for, what does it say? Hoosiers for Kamala and Walls. And then I also have somebody representing me as well, who is a flatty. Her name is Dr. Sage, and she is a character on The Simpsons, and she's a flatty. And that is all about the aesthetic flat closure and chest wall and a breast cancer survivor. So I'm wearing the tchotchke, so Dr. Sage is with me as well.
There you go. I'm going to stop recording.